Well, here's a song coming your way right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes! Hey, you know what I mean.
Too much?
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. We are broadcasting from the beautiful village of Cary, Illinois. This is a podcast for you. This is an independent venture from me. My name is Randy Scott. Nice to see you. We have a lot of new viewers today. We had a social media post that kind of took off a little bit and got some traction. So I kind of want to do a station identification and let you know why this exists. This is a studio. It's it's something that I created just to because social media has, it's kind of toxic sometimes, let's be honest. The more we need a voice, independent journalism is more important than ever. So I think if we have if you have a voice other than just posting and being keyboard warriors, that's a good thing. The more places, the better. So the color looks off on that one. But the studio is situated pretty close to a train, the railroad track in Cary here. So you can hear that on the audio right now. But like I mentioned, we do have a lot of new viewers, and I wanted to welcome them. There was a post. This was our Facebook page, and let me be clear. This venture is not about numbers of social media. It's a plus when we have a better reach. But the main goal of this is to have a platform for your voices, have fun while doing it, and also make effective change for the better of everybody, for our kids. To where our kids don't grow up in a censored environment, feeling like a number, And we've been laying the groundwork for a while to provide some resistance against that, to where, excuse me, to where we can. You'll see how what I mean by that. It's about keeping it simple. When I saw it, here, I'll show you. So, Voices Carry Illinois with Randy Scott, that's me. 94 likes and 116 followers. That was, I went to bed, it was 60, and then I woke up, it was 116. So, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to swear, but I'm like, oh crap, because I want kids to be able to watch this. I want this to be able to be viewed in schools, to where it's like, hey, this person's trying to affect change. This is what they're doing. You can do this too. This is your megaphone. It doesn't work. It's an older one. It's the one that they used in Book of Eli, the movie. Great movie. Denzel Washington. Don't look it up before you watch it. I was like, oh, crap. What do I do now? I'm like, there's more eyeballs on. There's more people watching. Like, what do I do? Do I have to be more entertaining? Like, I'm not even entertaining to begin with. And I said, keep it simple, stupid. Kiss it. And I think, like, we watch these village board meetings, and there's no fun. And I understand, yeah, you need to have the spreadsheets. I said that at the meeting. I'm like, I see people instead of spreadsheets. I'm like, you need a balance. You need a balance between the two. Because you can't just see people, because if you don't see the spreadsheets, just like what happened to JFK Health World, it was a museum out in Barrington. They're like, oh, we're a non-for-profit. They had one big grant come in. And they're like, they didn't treat it like a business. And now they're doing no good because they're closed. So you do need to see spreadsheets, but the people, it's people over spreadsheets, but they're still... You still need to see both. So I was like, keep it simple, stupid. Don't try to go further, you know, don't go in the mud. Keep it elevating. Keep it inspired. And let's, what else do I have here? It's so the reason why 116 followers is significant is that now we're broadcasting live for the first time on Facebook. So every weekday, I get to join you wherever you may watch. And if you're not from Cary either, and you're watching this, since this broadcasts on X, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch now, and it's not just about reach, it's not about broadcasting and getting the transmission out to everybody. It's inspiring. Like, if you're not from Cary and you see what we're doing here, start it for your own town. Start it for your community. It doesn't have to have this moving camera. This moving camera is just so you maybe watch me for a few more seconds and get a little tidbit of what's going on in the community, and then share that with your neighbor. Start it on your phone. And you don't need one of these doohickeys. Keep it simple, stupid. Kiss it. So now over 116 followers. Now we are, I'm working the muscle a little bit more of talking. People who knew me at the firehouse knew, like, wouldn't think that talking would need to be worked on, but it's a skill that I want to work on, to where I can communicate better with you, and keep, if I do have the privilege of serving you, like, I can communicate and have that transparency to where it's just a beautiful thing, to where, yeah, so 116 followers. Now we're over 100 on Facebook. Now we can broadcast live to there. And if you don't want to see my face for radio, we do have an RSS feed to where you can go. And wherever you may get your podcasts, as they say, you can download it, listen. There's a lot of folks that listen to it on the train. So have a good day at work, if that's you right now. So that post that took off, says, and that's the thing, it's like 203,000 people saw it. And the metrics kind of let you see that it was local. And then the engagement doesn't correlate with the views. This is what I want to tap into, is that people are afraid to speak. People are afraid to have an opinion. If your opinion differs from me, I'm not, I want that. That's a better conversation. But what people have been cornered into is get up here, state your name and address, and tell me how you feel. That we just need to have a better environment to where we can talk, and that's what this is doing. I was like, okay, what happened? So there was a newspaper article that came out over the weekend. Happy Monday, first of all. And it says, Northwest Herald reports, three developers are trying to build market rate townhomes and apartment complexes at the long shuttered Maplewood School property in Cary. Transit oriented apartments, townhouses proposed for Cary at Old Maplewood property. And you can see them playing baseball in the background. That's where this scoreboard came from. This is actually from the, for those of you that have watched in the past, this scoreboard is from the field that I played coach pitch on with my dad. I hit my first home run out of there, and I watched the video when I said it before, and it sounded so like, well, put a feather in your cap, Randy. But I have a lot of memories out there, and this whole show isn't about, you know, that. It's about, it's intangible, that feeling. Like, and I made a note about intangible feelings, and I was like, you know, I did firefighting for 10 years for this community, and I was like they say never meet your heroes, and I want to make Cary the town that I thought I was fighting for. I want to click like or the angry face on posts. This is for you. This is your voice. And whenever you feel like you're ready to enter the chat officially, this is your microphone. The article mentioned resident Randy Scott, who is running for Cary mayor against incumbent Mayor Mark Kaunick, said he would like to see starter owner occupied homes for young families. I think we can do better, quote, Scott said. If you notice, the above is not in quotes. And I think this might be the first raindrop, or just a mistake, but I'll play for you what I said.
Feel of these apartments.
And it's going to restart.
Quickly turns into that vacation feel of these apartments. Quickly turns into fatigue, I found. You feel like a number, and I think we can do better. I'd like to see starter homes. I'd like to see us be that community to where we get younger families, people of all ages, some equity. I think keeping up with the Joneses, Crystal Lake, you see a flood, see all this inventory coming in. The economy is going to get better. So I'd like to skate to where the puck's going.
So that's what I said. I said younger young families and families of all ages. Equity. You know, now, like, you've heard the saying, you'll own nothing and you'll like it. I would like to see older families be able to keep their homes or have homes in town here that are ranches, or you've seen some ranches built recently, to where you're not just railroading these folks into pretty much having a direct paycheck or whatever funding you, Social Security, directly into these 55 and older communities. I want to see us enable pride and ownership to older families and be giving the opportunities for younger families to get in and get some equity. So that's, you heard it from the horse's mouth. That's what I said. And, yeah. And if you saw our last, on Friday, I did a housekeeping episode, because whenever I see something that I don't understand, or if there's more context needed, I will research it for you and bring it to you. And the one thing that I saw was, actually, I have it. So they went over, there was an X post that said, hey, you can have a loan. If you're 55 and older or 65 and older, you can have a loan for your property taxes. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even fathom, like, thinking about these folks, like, getting older and seeing how the world is and then going into debt for property taxes. So I'm like, hey, I think there's a resource out there for forgiveness or for getting your property tax down. So I brought that resource to you. And I don't know if this podcast had anything to do with it, but just the other day they posted with the same picture, March 1st, qualifying McHenry County seniors can apply for the Senior Citizens Real Estate Tax Deferral Program. And we went over that. If you're interested, or if you know anybody that might be interested, that's a resource that McHenry and Lake County has. So check our last video on Friday and share that with them. And then later in the show, there's a budget survey that the village put out that I'm going to go through on screen with you and show you what they have for that. And it's still available. It's still live. So I wanted to go through that. And if you have feedback, go on to the website and do that. But we'll go through that together. And then I had a local current events, a few of them. Oak Knoll says, today a reader, tomorrow a leader. Some kids reading in Oak Knoll. I completely agree with that. And Cherry Grove Basketball Boosters had a first responders appreciation night. I saw our chief out there. I saw some firefighters. It looked like a great night to appreciate our first responders and our heroes in our community. Thank you to all of our military and first responders that were able to attend our games this evening and for your service. Thank you to Megan Streit for singing the national anthem. And thank you to Troop 657 for your service as color guard. So I thought that was a class act. I thought that was fun. And I think they pulled in some wins, too. And then also, for basketball, there was Cherry Grove Basketball Boosters says, come on out to the Now Arena, which is right next to the former Sears. It's out there in Hoffman Estates. It's right there. I just watched a video on the abandoned Sears headquarters that was out there. It's recently torn down, but there were some folks that took some video of it, and I find that interesting. But it's right out there. The NOW Arena is right out there next to Hoffman Estates, and it says NOW Arena to watch your CG varsity boys and girls take on Burlington Central. See the QR code below and get your tickets. So that's a fun time. It's always got to be exciting when you go to a larger arena and play. So let's show our support for them. And then the Village of Cary, I like to double down. This podcast is not associated with the municipality at all. This is a, like I said, an independent venture of mine, kind of independent journalism and First Amendment free speech. But I like to make it known that we're not associated with the Village. I always recommend you going to the Village. There's a lot of good folks that work at the Village to where you can get your resources and find down information. And I always recommend you to do that. But I thought we could go through the fiscal year 25-26 budget priority survey. This is the Village of Cary's website. And I was going to go through here and show you how to find it. If you scroll down, and then in the happenings, if you say view all news, and then scroll down, here it is, the Village of Cary Fiscal Year 25-26 Budget Priority Survey for their residents. And then I have it pulled up here. And I was going to go through it with you. I thought I printed it out, but I'm not. I did not. So I'm going to. Oh, I did. That's right here. So I'm not sure if the results of this are going to be made publicly known. But there are tools to where we can find out. The Village, first it asks for your name, address, email, phone number. I'd like to, in the future, I'd like to see like a way of finding a way, like with technology now, there's got to be a way to where we can make sure that people are residents, but you can remain anonymous. I think there's a better, you get a better result when people can remain anonymous. Excuse me. Because people are, I think, less likely to go full hog with their beliefs and their thoughts, which is what we need. We need people to be speaking their mind. But I thought we'd go through this. The first question is, what is your age? And they have some options there for your age. And then how many children under the age of 18 live with you in your household? They say that's optional. 5+, wow. Or which of the following categories of infrastructure or services do you think the Village should prioritize for additional investment in the next 5 years? Investment could mean physical improvements or other staffing financial resources. And then they have a scoring metric on here for service needs less improvement. 1, 2, service investment at the right amount. 3, service needs more investment. And then it asks you, bicycle and pedestrian facilities, sidewalks, bike paths, bike lanes, pedestrian crossing, etc. And then you would answer needs less, right amount, needs more. Just like your porridge for it's just right. There's really no information given. Like you have to I'd like to see maybe a supporting document on here because unless you're like deep into the weeds on this, you have no idea if it's the right amount. You just have to go on. Like there could be something that is overfunded, but then if you look at it, it might need a lot of work. So then you say, well, it needs more investment, but that's just because you don't have all the information. It might be overfunded or underfunded, but you just. It's kind of hard. You're kind of blind with that because you don't know if it's the right amount unless you have all the supporting documents with it. So there's no, it's like, hey, bicycle and pedestrian facilities, sidewalk, bike paths, bike lanes, pedestrian crossings. Like, okay, this is what we invest in this right now. So it's really going off of what you see in the community. And it's kind of hard to tell if it needs more investment or just needs more attention, but less investment, more efficient. Kerry Lake at Rotary Park amenities. Community beautification, wayfinding signage, Route 14, right-of-way, landscaping, etc. Downtown improvements, parking, streetscape, community gathering places, drinking water, water mains, water storage, tanks, towers. Economic development incentives for new businesses, low interest loans or grants for existing businesses, business retention, additional staff, time, resources. Flood resilience, storm drain pipes, stormwater detention. Green infrastructure, energy efficiency at public facilities, electrification of village fleet vehicles, public EV charging stations. Bioswales, water conservation measures, stormwater quality. Information technology, cybersecurity, additional staff, time resources. Metro commuter rail service, additional staff, time resources to work with Metro to improve passenger rail service and commuter parking. Parkway tree maintenance. There was a recent village code that got passed saying that if you have trees that or foliage that come in that are on your property that come into the public right away, you're responsible for those. And they kind of laid out the terms of how that is. When I heard that, I was like, I mean, it's made such black and white, unlike, you know, I'd like to humanize some codes like that to where, you know, like situation based or, you know, when I saw that code come through, I went down and then there was a comment about, well, this code was born out of like the Three Oaks run past Three Oaks School by Ross and Bridge. So I drove down there and I was like, maybe I can help some of these folks. And I couldn't find one thing that was encroaching onto the public right away. But maybe just some to humanize the code a little bit, to where even with our water, like there's really no questions asked. Like, if you don't pay your water bill, they come turn it off. And I'd like to have a village to where we go and ask these folks, or we, before we just turn stuff off, like, hey, you know, you're having a hard time paying your water bill. Like, what, you know, is there, what can we do? Like, what's going on? Or if it's like seniors living on fixed income, like, I've seen this so much. And being a village means being a village, and not just black and white. Public information and community engagement, public safety emergency response, regional roadway infrastructure, additional staff, time, resources to work with IDOT to encourage improvements to US Route 14 and Route 31, traffic calming, lane narrowing, speed radar, side signs, sidewalk extensions, trash and recycling collection, village roads, pavement resurfacing, curbs, storage, storm sewers, wastewater infrastructure, sanitary sewer pipes, pump stations, wastewater treatment. And then five, of the services you ranked as needing more investment, which are the three most important for the village to address in fiscal year 25-26? And then it goes and lists bicycle and pedestrian facilities, Cary Lake at Rotary Park, community beautification, downtown improvements, drinking water, economic development, flood resilience, green infrastructure, information technology, cybersecurity, metro commuter rail service, parkway tree maintenance, property maintenance and code enforcement, public information and community engagement, public safety emergency response, regional roadway infrastructure, traffic calming, trash and recycling, village roads, wastewater infrastructure. And this is available for you to fill out. I showed you how you can find it, and then also it comes out on their constant contact email if you're subscribed to that. For downtown Cary, what types of improvements would increase your use and enjoyment of this public space? Bike sharing station, electric vehicle charging stations, interactive child features, activities, public art, public gathering space, shade structure over Alfresco Alley, more special events, other. For Cary Lake at Rotary Park, what types of improvements would increase your use and enjoyment of this public space? Additional bathrooms, additional docks, kayak launches, additional fishing docks, shoreline access, bicycle playground, exercise equipment, lighting, more special events, paved trails, play structures, public art, sensory garden, other. And then eight, do you have a specific infrastructure project idea or suggestion? And then you can submit it. So there's the survey. I encourage you to go on and, while it's still open, to go and fill it out. It is kind of hard, making a right assessment needs less investment, right amount currently needs more investment. You don't have, the numbers. It might be overfunded and it might need more attention, but it's funded the right amount. Or it might. Yeah, or vice versa. So go check that out. That's nice of them to put that out there. I'm not sure if they're going to make it publicly available to you, but I'm going to try to get that for you through a FOIA request, which is a Freedom of Information Act, to where anybody can anonymously go and just put your email. It asks for your name, address, but you can just put your email and request documents. So that's, I'm going to try to get that for you when that closes and bring to you what the voices have said. Thank you to all of our new followers, and welcome. This is I do try to keep it entertaining, because part of the keep it simple, part of the keep it simple mentality is to, you know, if our, we have to remain inspired. We have to remain doing things that get us up in the morning and get us, like, instead of just solving problem after problem after problem, which is part of it, we have to remain inspired, and we have to have something that reflects that. And I look forward to bringing that to you. And I think there's a lot of people even within that are wanting that. So use your megaphone to send us anything you'd like. I have a Proton email, which is a more secure email than Gmail. You can email me at voicescarry@proton.me. That's voicescarry@proton.me. And I enjoy every moment of putting this together for you. This is not, we have more tools and resources and freedoms currently. As of the moment, we have freedoms and resources more than ever before to be able to do independent journalism, and leaving that up to, once you sit down and just think about, like, your kids grow up here, your family grows up here, and if you get everything from, if there's only one person saying that this is news, that's not good. We should distribute that. And, you know, I encourage independent journalism. And with the guardrails of never creating news where there's no news, and keeping it to the facts and keeping it uplifting, because as soon as you get into the mud, which is where they want you, then no progress happens. And for the sake of my kids, there is going to be progress. And for the sake of your kids, there is going to be progress. And beautiful days ahead. And I look forward to that journey with you. And welcome. We broadcast every, now I can say even more because of your support on Facebook. We broadcast live every weekday to X, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch now. And then you can also get it wherever you get your podcasts. If you have a suggestion of something you'd like for me to look into, please email that to us or comment in the comments. I appreciate all your supportive comments and your criticisms. They don't fall on deaf ears. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have a great night. We'll see you soon.
If you're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed. Or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Mama.
find out, Sid. We toys can see everything.
So play nice.